第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第4問 A は問20から問22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて英語を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Question number 20.
Good afternoon. The topic of our parent-teacher meeting today is popular music. We are here to explore ideas about the music our students listen to. The fact is that teenagers often listen to songs with words that many people find offensive. Do you think such lyrics can be harmful? Have you talked about this topic with your children?How have you handled this issue in your family? Perhaps we could share our ideas and experiences.
Listen again.
Good afternoon. The topic of our parent-teacher meeting today is popular music.We are here to explore ideas about the music our students listen to. The fact is that teenagers often listen to songs with words that many people find offensive. Do you think such lyrics can be harmful? Have you talked about this topic with your children? How have you handled this issue in your family? Perhaps we could share our ideas and experiences.
Question number 21.
My Aunt Kyoko has never been afraid of being different and trying new things. She is now 80 years old. She graduated from a Japanese university when there were very few female university students. This talent for making things happen for herself has followed her throughout her career. After graduation, Aunt Kyoko worked in a bank.Her work and ambition were noticed by her superiors, and she was given management responsibilities. When asked how she had accomplished so much in her career, she said, "I always looked for opportunities to do what I loved."
Listen again.
My Aunt Kyoko has never been afraid of being different and trying new things. She is now 80 years old. She graduated from a Japanese university when there were very few female university students. This talent for making things happen for herself has followed her throughout her career. After graduation, Aunt Kyoko worked in a bank.Her work and ambition were noticed by her superiors, and she was given management responsibilities. When asked how she had accomplished so much in her career, she said, "I always looked for opportunities to do what I loved."
Question number 22.
You have reached the Park Theater Ticket Center. The ticket office is currently closed. Our upcoming performances of Shakespeare's Hamlet will be held from December 10th through December 14th. Performances begin at 7:30 p.m. Seats on the first floor are $50 each. Seats on the second floor balcony are $30.There will be special afternoon performances starting at 2 p.m. on the last 2 days. All afternoon seats are $20. We regret to announce that all tickets for the afternoon of December 13th are sold out. For further information, please call back during regular business hours. Thank you.
Listen again.
You have reached the Park Theater Ticket Center. The ticket office is currently closed. Our upcoming performances of Shakespeare's Hamlet will be held from December 10th through December 14th. Performances begin at 7:30 p.m. Seats on the first floor are $50 each. Seats on the second floor balcony are $30. There will be special afternoon performances starting at 2 p.m. on the last 2 days. All afternoon seats are $20. We regret to announce that all tickets for the afternoon of December 13th are sold out. For further information, please call back during regular business hours. Thank you.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問23から問25までの3問です。これから流れる英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
A fascinating area of special education is the field of music therapy. In the hands of skilled therapists, music has been shown to have remarkable power to heal people both in mind and body. An interesting example of music therapy at work is the case of a young girl who had not yet begun to use speech as a way of communicating, even though she was already 8 years old. She could repeat simple sentences others had spoken, but she didn't create original phrases of her own. She also avoided direct eye contact and physical contact with other students and teachers. One thing she did love to do was to hum to herself, but none of her teachers could recognize the melodies she was humming. Likewise, they weren't able to teach her any new songs. One day, it occurred to the school's music therapist that perhaps she was not humming tunes of songs she had heard, but was making up her own original melodies. As soon as he began humming one of the girl's own tunes, she looked directly at him for the first time and went over to hold his hand. It was a remarkable example of the communicative power of music.
Listen again.
A fascinating area of special education is the field of music therapy. In the hands of skilled therapists, music has been shown to have remarkable power to heal people both in mind and body. An interesting example of music therapy at work is the case of a young girl who had not yet begun to use speech as a way of communicating, even though she was already 8 years old. She could repeat simple sentences others had spoken, but she didn't create original phrases of her own. She also avoided direct eye contact and physical contact with other students and teachers. One thing she did love to do was to hum to herself, but none of her teachers could recognize the melodies she was humming. Likewise, they weren't able to teach her any new songs. One day, it occurred to the school's music therapist that perhaps she was not humming tunes of songs she had heard, but was making up her own original melodies. As soon as he began humming one of the girl's own tunes, she looked directly at him for the first time and went over to hold his hand. It was a remarkable example of the communicative power of music.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。